come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
So the plan was,
okay,
you were being fined.
Why am I being
for fined? Last week?
Oh, because I was sick. Sick day? I don't get a sick day.
You fined Caleb for going for a job interview.
No call, no show. Like no
communication. Well, no. He communicated. He told me he wasn't coming. So when I told him that, he fined you last week.
Okay.
And I said it can't be a pizza. So he'll come up with the fine.
All right.
And then I get a text about 35 minutes ago. My brother's getting married this weekend. I won't be there.
That guy. He's down 60 G's in the hole.
You can fine him. This one's fineable.
I'll take it.
You know, because he could have, should have, would have. He wants to call in. He wants to talk about some NBA.
Okay. Oh, he's an NBA guy.
Well, no, I think he's more a sports guy.
Really?
And that's the benefit to having him on the show, because neither one of us are.
Yeah, I don't want to know much about it.
He wants to talk about the Memphis game and the hard foul, and I'm all for it.
Yeah, there's some big fouls.
I'm all for hard fouls.
I think Steve Kerr called it, they said physical play, and he goes, that was not physical. That was intent or something.
Go back in the day, the Chicago Bulls. With Dennis Rodman.
Oh, yeah.
Go back to the Detroit Pistons with
Bill Laimbeer.
Dennis Rodman.
Right, right.
And Bill
Rodman
Laimbeer.
Wasn't the enforcer that he was. I mean,
he didn't need to be. Yeah, because of Laimbeer.
He learned all that.
Mahorn. You even know who Rick Mahorn was?
No.
The Detroit Pistons were unbelievable.
Right.
Because they had great players.
Sure.
And then they had, not one, not two, but more than that of enforcers.
Yeah,
who would do their job just like they do in hockey. They go out.
That's their job.
That's their job. So I may reach out to Caleb. I don't know if he's traveling, where he is. I don't know what's going on. But, it's gotten – and I know I'm going to get in trouble. Okay. I know Mo Spates listens to the show a lot.
Yeah.
Good friend of the families and the show. But it's become such a pansy league. You travel. And when I mean travel, you take 7 steps – to either lay it up, shoot get a dunk, shoot a three-pointer to get away from somebody. 17 steps.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make sure you get a running start. Because momentum is how guys get hurt.
They're running from the locker room. that's how Steph warms up. I don't know if you ever saw that. So when he starts shooting his bombs, at warm-ups, he'll slowly walk back. He gets to three quarters. He gets to half court.
Right.
And then he gets into the runway.
Right.
And he's shooting from the runway.
Sure.
Making them. What do you mean, sure?
Yeah, you don't mess up your joint. You got to stretch out the tricep all the way out. Gameplay. But speaking of what your boy Caleb, who's late today.
He's not late. He's not coming.
he'll be late next week, too. But he's 6'6", right? 308 pounds off season or whatever it is. But what about the back in the day when Pete Worrell? I used to know Pete, played for the Avalanche. 6'7", 250-pound enforcer.
6'7", on skates or before skates?
Without.
All right, because skates are three.
So imagine a 7-foot-tall, 350-pound enforcer that just goes in to, rough up the opposing team.
I didn't pay much attention to it. I don't remember, who I saw on Twitter, but they've done this before, and they're doing it again. They're doing a NHL fist fight.
Oh, okay.
Now, the one they did in the past was on skates.
Okay.
So it was a fight, not necessarily MMA, because, do a knee strike with blades on. That's Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
So they're going to do it. They talked about who some of the players were, some of the fighters. I'd be intrigued. That would be intriguing.
Yeah. I mean, look, those guys are real fighters. I mean, they're.
Are they?
I mean, just the skill to pull over a sweater over the head.
Oh, yeah.
To fight from a slippery surface. I think it's important. I mean, Kevin Smith is here. He's a huge Canada hockey guy, like Montreal Canadiens. Is that they are? Were there?
Toronto. He's Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah, go ahead and talk about Toronto.
The Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
Right? So we got.
We're already hated enough, and now you're going to talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Kevin, can I ask a question? Are hockey players real fighters?
Absolutely.
The original bare knuckle fighters, according to Kevin Smith, okay. A Canadian who is south America now.
South America, okay.
Oh, we're in Florida.
Okay. but see, Kevin Smith has lost credibility because he is Canadian. The guys are taking off. I guess they're going to do some stuff. And
they're going out on the boat.
I guess they have an event coming up.
How do you feel about boats? Like,
two best days to own a boat.
The day you sell it, the day you buy it.
The day you buy it and the day you sell it.
Well, I'm a fan of boats, but I don't like it if I can't see land. Like, I freak out if I don't have my bearings. I'm like, okay, if this thing goes down, I know I can get back to that point.
No, you can't.
I could swim.
No,
to
you
this.
Can't.
I could float.
No, you can't.
I could.
No, you can't.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
I'm a survivor.
Believe me, you would die quickly.
Say that.
Because if you can see land, if you're close enough to touch land, like being a Coast Guard guy, that's one thing. You know, we went out, you know, Caleb and Stephen Rowe and I, and, you know, we went out. You could see land, and there was zero chance that you could make it back there. Zero. Zero. I mean, you're talking 25 miles.
But the current would bring you
closer. Or out.
Well.
Right.
Yeah, you would hope that the current's not going the wrong direction.
Yeah, okay. You can only float so long.
Okay, well, that's why I'm not going on this, like, boat excursion that they're going on.
That's why I'll stick to the limo. On the show today, UFC 274, Phoenix, Arizona. Some cool stuff was set up and is set up.
Okay.
Guess who's going to be on the show here shortly? Not today.
I don't know.
I know you don't know much about baseball.
I don't really know anything about baseball.
The number one relief pitcher in baseball the past, I believe it's 3 years.
Mariano Rivera?
Yeah. Yeah, Rivera.
Well, he's the greatest of all time.
I didn't say of all time.
Okay. He's the greatest closer.
This is the number one closer, the number one relief closer in Major League Baseball the past 3 years.
And his name is?
Josh Hader.
Josh Hader.
So Josh, I was going to bring him in here.
Really?
But since I'm not going to be here, I think that's when I'll be at a UFC in Vegas. I will not be bringing him here.
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, I can't trust you.
Why? What can't you trust me?
I've seen you at the Apex Center.
What? Just hanging out with Forrest Griffin?
Just disappearing.
I mean, it's the ultimate season, fighter season.
It just started, and he's the Dana White this season, or at least he was yesterday. I know you didn't watch it like you said you were going to do.
Didn't it start late, like midnight or something?
I believe it was released midnight Monday.
Oh, okay.
And then it was on, I believe it was ESPN Plus yesterday. And on the show today, and it will be this case, I don't want to say on a regular basis because things happen, but we will have the winner from the previous day on Wednesday.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
they always do that.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
But then they can't talk about anything that happened because it hasn't been released yet.
Correct.
It's a very vague conversation. Because, like, you ask questions and
well, no,
like,
no. We can because we can talk up to, and that's what we'll do today, we'll talk up to yesterday's broadcast.
Okay.
So we can't go past that because nobody saw it. I would like the UFC PR people to do me one favor. Well, I need a lot of favors, but this is one favor.
Okay.
I'd like them to let all of these contestants know it's not my first rodeo.
Okay.
It's not my first rodeo.
So you're not like a podcaster.
Well, that's another story. Why are you trying to...
your request for the UFC should be first is, can you... In your state-of-the-art multi-million-dollar complex, can you get internet that works?
I have talked to the UFC people, and in July, when I go out there, you will not be, from what I understand, you will be taking care of this, whatever you want me to call this, this fiasco. We will be hardwired from now on.
Okay.
So we will be hardwired in the UFC. Scheduled on today, bottom of the first hour, she's been on before, Tracy Cortez returns.
Okay.
Second hour, yesterday's winner, Brandon's on at the bottom of the hour. Yesterday's winner, Zach Palga, will be on. And if you watched yesterday, which I know you didn't.
I did not.
Former corrections officer.
Oh.
Former free agent in the NFL. Seemed like a good dude. I'm looking forward to talking to him. And then Brandon Royval will also be on. takes on Matt Schwell. So that's a good fight. This is a great card. It truly, truly is. I'm talking about the card on Saturday.
Okay.
All the way up to the main event. And I think we have a new champion on Saturday night.
Oh, that's big words.
I think so. I mean, I see Justin Gaethje winning this fight.
You think so?
I do.
Really?
And we'll see. I mean, we'll see. Okay. Oliveira is good.
He's like, I mean, Oliveira, you cannot give your back to Oliveira.
Well, no kidding.
You cannot. He's too good. I mean, and he's not going to just stand there and trade punches with Gaethje.
Well, no, he's going to try to go to the ground. But if he can't take Gaethje to the ground, I don't see him winning this fight. The only way, obviously, yeah, here's a rocket scientist comment. The only way he wins is by submission. If it goes the distance, Gaethje wins. If he doesn't get submitted, Gaethje wins. I think the damage that he's going to do to Oliveira will be large.
Yeah, but I mean, this isn't Dustin Poirier and Gaethje just standing around, you know, in the middle of the octagon.
No, this is what MMA is all about. Your best, my best.
Right, and Oliveira's only getting better as he gets older. I mean, he's only getting smarter and more intelligent. There's no way he's giving up the belt to Gaethje.
We will see. All right, let's hit a break when we come back.
But you want him to, because you have the greatest liner, the highlight reel.
I got a couple Gaethje liners.
Gaethje liners.
You know, but I don't let that, you know, because I don't like to pick to begin with for that reason, because people that I know and some guys that I'm even more friends with, you know, God forbid you pick against them, you know, but so I don't like to pick. We'll continue the babble here at Tournament de Pizza in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is David Bell from the Phillies, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's odd, S-O-X, official.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Sean Salisbury with ESPN, talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back, hanging out, huh?
All you got to do.
What?
You get a Charles Oliveira liner, and you got both sides covered. Doesn't matter who wins.
Well, it doesn't matter who wins, whether I have liners or not.
But you want to use the liner if he's the champion. You want to be like,
nah, I don't care.
Knockout Radio that you're listening to.
Well, then
this is Justin Gaethje.
Then get your butt to work and get some liners.
I could. I can get it in Portuguese.
That would be cool.
You wouldn't know what he's saying.
That would even be better.
He could be making fun of you.
Most of them do. So that really wouldn't bother me. Not that you have any thoughts. The NFL schedule is supposed to, I believe, come out today. Obviously, some things got leaked last night, just like the Supreme Court thing got released already about Roe versus Wade.
It did.
First time ever that it's been released, that somehow it got out.
The NFL part?
No.
Oh, the
Supreme Court don't care about the NFL. Oh, my God. Stay with me. Concentrate. Uproar. And I don't want to get too political.
Yeah.
But don't you find it humorous that people are okay and demanding, don't tell me what to do with a face mask. Don't tell me to get the virus shot.
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
My body, my life,
right.
My choice.
Until it comes to abortion.
Yeah. Don't.
Now you can't. Oh, no abortion.
That baby has a heartbeat. That baby has a life. It's not your right to get rid of it.
And you know, it doesn't matter what my opinion is. Just, I'm against hypocrites.
Okay.
And that's hypocritical.
Sure.
You know, so it's my body. Well, now it's your body, and it doesn't matter.
It's our body. Share it.
Yeah. Right now, I'll share this body with anybody. Let me out. I'm banging on the door. Snuck out. The Bucks will be playing. A lot of people thought it was Kansas City in Germany, but it's going to be Seattle.
Seattle.
A lot of people are happy about that.
Why would they be happy with that?
Well, they're happy that the Bucks will not lose the home game against Kansas City. I mean, it's a big game.
Yeah.
Which should be here.
And it's home because it's the first game of the season?
No.
Why is it home in across the pond?
Because it's the Bucks' home game that is being sent to Germany.
That's just weird.
You know, it's I forget the other one that's going to Mexico. It's a home. I mean, they determine who's home.
Okay.
So the Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans will lose a home game.
It's not really a home game.
No, it is a home game.
You have to travel. Like, you have the jet lag. You have to deal with, like, not having your home fans. It's not really. The whole reason to have a home game is because you get the advantage of all those things. You get to sleep in your own bed. You get to drive your own car to work. You get to see your own family and friends in the stands.
Maybe you don't want to see your friends and family in the stands.
You know the little holes and the divots in the field that no one else does.
No, all that's true.
So you lose those little advantages.
And a lot of players, even though I know one trip that they made, there was quite a bit of players that went out, broke curfews, said, I'm never coming back, blah, 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 blah. You know, I would imagine the young guys won't go out and experience, you know, being in a foreign country because it's a business trip. And then I can see certain people like Gronk, when he comes back, Brady, you know, those guys will go out and, you know, have a meal and do whatever. It is nice. I was over at One Buck the other day. No mass. We're in the room again. We're, you know, so it appears to be slowly coming back. But back to the original statement, they will lose a home game. And even though some people like me would say, well, at least I'm going to save $500, you know, or whatever your ticket value is, you certainly wouldn't want to lose Kansas City. You'd want to lose Atlanta.
Right.
You know, you'd want to lose one of the other two knucklehead teams, Carolina or New Orleans. But this is probably a pretty good scenario. You know, no Russell Wilson, Seattle, mediocre, blah, 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 blah. I'm thinking about it, but it's a lot of money to fly to Germany.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if you can get me a credential, I'll go with you.
Yeah, it's okay. Right. A, no, and B, you're not invited.
But last time you went to Germany, you carried someone else's belt. I'll just carry your belt.
I did.
I could carry your belt.
Well, I've been to Germany since then.
Well, carrier belt for you.
I went to Germany when I carried all my luggage through Brussels.
Okay.
So I got off at the airport. I flew to Brussels and then walked around downtown Brussels, lugging all of my luggage, backpack, radio equipment, and my clothing. So I'm walking through whatever this corner was.
Right.
And then finally I'm like, this is stupid. Because my hotel, I was eventually going to go to Amsterdam.
Okay.
So I just said, the hell with it. Got on a train and went to Amsterdam.
It's so much easier to travel to Europe, right? I mean, with the train.
The train's awesome.
He's going from one country to another and just zip around.
Now, again, you know, as I say that it's awesome, it's like taking a train here. I mean, you could take Amtrak from Tampa to New York City, just like you could take, you know.
It's not the high speed. Isn't it high speed rail? Don't they have like faster service?
I don't know how fast it was. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember walking through your front door.
That's true.
How am I going to remember what it was, you know, then? I don't think that's really possible. So we will reach out to Caleb because he wants to talk a little NBA. That's your expertise, so you'll be able to handle that conversation.
I'm a baller.
You're a baller. I've seen you shoot free throws.
I'm a master. I mean, I could beat Mo Spates and whoever else you got.
I believe you could beat Shaq in a free throw shooting.
Shaq.
You can't beat Mo.
You don't know that.
I do know
He's 7 foot tall.
What does that mean? He doesn't shoot. He just puts it down.
That's true.
You know, he holds his arm up. And it just falls down into the bucket.
I would take that bet. I would.
How much?
Well, we can bet whatever you want.
$10,000.
Well, I mean, let's start small.
No, I don't want to start small.
I mean, I don't want to lose all my Monopoly money.
I want to make it worth everyone's while. Well,
but I'll take that. Like 10 shots, best out of 10.
Okay, 10 shots, $1,000 a shot.
Well, I don't play in the NBA.
Well, no, we can do that. $1,000 a shot.
I'm not a referee. I can't. I don't get paid.
So if you somehow find three free throws, that's $3,000.
I'm down for $10 a shot.
That's not worth my time. I wouldn't leave my couch for that. Well, I don't think Mo would. Well, now, Mo has a hoop in his backyard, so he wouldn't have to leave.
Yeah, we'll just go over there. We'll get Oscar Schmidt. We'll play a little pickup game.
Oscar, Mo, and me against you and who?
Oh, well, if you're going to take those guys, I got to go get...
Yeah, go ahead.
Bird and you. And Bird.
Yeah, like the two of those guys can move. Of course, neither can Oscar or Mo. All right, when we come back, we're going to go out to Phoenix, not Vegas this time, Phoenix, as we get ready for UFC 274. When we return, Tracy Cortez returns to the show. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Brandon Silvera from Nashville Star, and you're listening to Talking Sport with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry Johnson, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Larry Johnson, wasn't that Grandmama?
Larry Johnson?
Yeah, back in the day.
The basketball player?
The basketball player from UNLV. I believe so. So, all right, so a lot of things still to get to. Right now we're going to head out to not Las Vegas, but Phoenix.
Phoenix.
As we get ready for UFC 274, let's welcome back to the program, Tracy Cortez. Tracy, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're all fine. We appreciate your time. Another fight week, and I always ask this, are all the fight weeks the same, or do you try to mix it up so it makes it a little bit different?
No, they're not all the same. Not at all. For the most part, I mean, every place I go to, they do tend to be a little different. This one just happens to be here at home in my backyard. So I'm at home right now. So it's a little perk of fighting, you know, in my hometown.
Sure. Well, and I was going to ask that. I believe this is your third time fighting at home. And what is that like? Is it nice to be able to stay at home and not have to go down to the hotel until the last minute?
Oh, my God. It's wonderful. I love it. It's just the comfort of sleeping in my own bed. You know, we're realistically, we're tired. We're, it's the last week. We're about to fight. I'm home comfortable.
So do you turn the phone off so all your friends and family don't continue to call for tickets?
No, they know better.
Okay.
My friends know. They don't bother me. If anything, they tell everyone, like, leave her alone, she's focused, you know? And then my family, both of my brothers, they know. They'll call in, check in on me a little bit here and there. Hey, how are you? And we'll talk, catch up a little bit, and that's about it.
So Tracy, we know you're obviously in combat sports. I was on your Instagram, and I saw you on the floor at the Suns game. Obviously, they're up 1-0 in the series against the Mavericks. And last night, there's a lot of physical play in the NBA. Are you a fan of, like, physical basketball? Do you like the fighting and the bloodshed with Desmond Green last night? Or you think they should just, play ball and let the fighting stay in the octagon?
You know, personally, I don't mind it. I was at one of the games not so long ago, and they started, like, pushing and shoving, and the crowd was yelling, like, boo, get him out of the, you know, of the court, and I was like, yeah, just let him, like, it's a physical sport. Let him, you know?
And that's what it was, and we talked about it. We talked about it a little bit earlier, Tracy. You know, back in the day, you know, the old Detroit Pistons, the old Chicago Bulls, and somehow Dennis Rodman was involved with both of those. But, you know, it was rough play. If you're going to go up for a layup, expect to get hammered. And then, you know, you deal with it however you deal with it. That's my opinion.
Exactly, and I think it wasn't. Getting him out the court is not, I don't know, in my opinion, I don't think that it's necessary, but because it's a competitive thing, you know?
Very much. You know, it's a competition. That's what it's about. It's been a while since your last fight. Did it make you miss the fight game? I know you've trained and all that stuff, but it still is different than an actual, you know, fight. Did it make you miss it even more?
Absolutely. Yeah, it did. I've been itching. My coaches see me, and I have been training. I haven't took time off. And with this card specifically, I was pushing really hard to be on this call.
Sure.
It made sense, you know, and I'm the only one from Phoenix on that on this card, so I'm extremely grateful and happy that I'm on it.
Yeah, it's definitely got to be awesome. Give me your opinion on your opponent.
She's tough. She's from Brazil. She's a jiu-jitsu background. She has a jiu-jitsu background, but nothing special.
Does the zero on her wins and losses, does that add anything to this fight, or is it's not a big deal that you're going to take it away and that's all that matters?
No, that doesn't bother me. Nor is it, you know, everyone's like, oh my God, you could take her first loss. It's like, I don't see it that way. I just see it as, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to do my job, and my goal is to win, you know? It don't matter if she's undefeated or not. My goal in there is to go in there and win.
And win decisively, so you get that bonus, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be hard one, though. It's a great card.
No, it's a fantastic card. I like to ask this question. Dinner for four, you're going to invite four people, you know, to a restaurant, to your house, to whatever. You don't have to cook. But I'm curious, who would you invite? Four people living or passed away, real or fictitious, can't be family, can't be people from the gym.
Oh, ooh, that's a good one. Four random people?
Well, they don't have to be random, just, you know, like mine would be Rocky Balboa, John Rambo, which happens to be the same person, and Sylvester Stallone, and I'm sure I could think up of two others.
Okay, four people that I would want. I would want no family members. Oh, that's a hard one. First one would be Rihanna.
Okay.
That would be my goal. That just a must. Iconic. Let's see. Oh, that's tough. I don't know.
All right, we'll move on. We'll say Rihanna and three others, and you'll spend most of the time, you know, talking to her. How's that?
Yes. Yeah, about girly things.
There you go. What's going through your mind as you're walking to the octagon? And is it the same or is it different depending on the opponent, the location, the crowd, the Apex or Vegas or Phoenix? Or what's going through your mind as you're walking down there?
My family, you know, I almost have like flashbacks of the entire camp. The ups, the downs, you know, because it's not always easy, and I'm not always smiling. Camps are difficult. It's what it is, and putting in the work and the sacrifices, and the second that they play my walkout song and the lights come on, it's like, holy shit, like, ooh, sorry about that.
She said ship.
I'm like,
just for if SCC's listening, she said ship.
Yeah, holy ship. it's like, all right, I'm meant to be here. You know, I don't sure. fall under pressure. If anything, I love it. I thrive off of it. So I'm really excited to feel the crowd's energy Saturday night.
What's the craziest, funniest, strangest, whatever thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight, whether involving you, involving your opponent? You know, whether it's something you heard or saw in the crowd or really anything. What's the first thing that comes to mind?
Say that again?
Just the funniest, craziest thing that's ever happened in the middle of one of your fights.
I'm not going to name drop, but this girl kicked me, right? And it hurt. And I go, oh. And she, like, smiled. And I smiled at her because we both knew it. And it was one of those things where it was like, what do we do? Because we were still green, you know?
Right.
And we're just looking at each other. And she was like, do I go? And I was like, please don't go. Like, meaning, don't come after me right now because I'm hurting.
Right, right.
And she was hesitating because she didn't know. She was like, do I attack? Do I not? And we're just standing there. And I'm like, mm-mm. And I pressured forward. And you just see her like, oh, like, I missed my opportunity.
So Tracy, this story kind of randomly I was still on your Instagram. I was just scrolling through, and I saw a picture of you and your Jeep Wrangler. I don't know if you still have it. And if you do, I would love to share a story about Randy and UFC 261.
When was 261?
When we went to Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
And we went to Jeep Fest. Jeep Fest is a huge event in Daytona.
Hold on. I'm going to interrupt real quick. Let me, Tracy, ask you a question, and then I'll know how you'll respond to this boring story Matt's going to say to you. Do you wave to other Jeep people on the road?
Yeah. Well, of course.
Okay.
So Jeep Fest, 220,000 Jeepsters go to Daytona every year. This past one was just last weekend in Daytona. And then last year, Randy and I went to UFC 261. It was the first event they allowed the fans back in attendance after COVID. And so Randy and I go, and we're in the hotel rooms early morning Saturday. And Randy wakes up. He's like, so do you want to go to this stupid Jeep thing? And he goes, or go back to sleep. And I said,
this isn't funny.
I said, Randy, you can't afford to lose any more sleeps. You're already older. You got to get up and start your day. We got to go to Jeep Fest. And we drove down to Daytona. We drove the beach. And so my question is, Tracy, like, what do they do in Arizona? Do you guys have a Jeep Fest type of event? There's something in the mountains or a rock crawling or in the desert where all the Jeeps come together once a year?
You know what? Back in the day when I had a lot more time in my hands, yes, but I haven't it's been a while. I'm normally an outdoors person. I love going camping and I love being outdoors and I love off-roading, going to the lake here in Arizona because that's all there is, right? But I just haven't lately. I'm so busy and I'm going back and forth to LA and coming back here and then training and then camp started and I almost missed, like, all last year. I almost didn't really do any of that. So I'm excited after this fight to get back out there.
Matt, maybe you can jump in your Jeep, drive to Phoenix, just so you can wave at Tracy at a red light.
Deal. All right. Deal. Tracy, next time I see you, I'm waving from the Jeep.
I almost take offense when people don't wave at me. Like,
exactly.
I'll say hi.
Randy doesn't know. He's not in the club. He doesn't get it.
You know the little
thing.
Finger Jeep wave. And they don't, and I'm like, oh, excuse me. Like, I just stare at them as they drive by.
That's awesome.
Like, it is a thing, though.
That's funny. Tracy, what can the fans expect to see when you get back in the Octagon Saturday in Phoenix?
You know, it's just same hungry Tracy. Nothing has changed. It's gonna be a good night of fight, and I hope I get a great performance. Even though the cards are stacked.
Will you stay, or are you close enough that you can get home by the time the next fight starts?
I'm 15 minutes away from the arena.
Oh, okay. All right. So you'd miss two fights.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So I can be home and then drive back here, turn on my TV, and still catch the fight.
That is awesome. Tracy, thank you very much for your time. I know that we have your address. We're going to mail you another package from Ape Man Strong, as well as a box from Odd Sock Official. They're really some cool socks. I wear them all the time. You will be getting those in a week or so. Again, thank you very much, and have fun on Saturday.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care. Tracy Cortez back in the Octagon. She was on, after her last fight.
The Jeep
thing, and the Randy Rubb thing worked.
The Jeep thing. You wouldn't understand, buddy.
I wouldn't.
Until you get a Jeep, you're not really part of the cool club.
Well, you know me. I would get a Jeep and be one of those people that would look the other way.
you take offense to someone waving at
you. Yeah, don't wave at me.
Fist fights and stoplights. Like, why'd you wave at me?
A guy waved at me when he cut me off. How about I almost died on the interstate the other day?
Oh, really?
I literally almost did. This moron on the interstate is weaving in and out, and there was no place for him to go. And I started not to let him in, but I truly believe that I would have flipped the car.
Wow.
And you know me. Yeah. You know, like people that get upset about merges. Merge is fine. You're allowed to merge. It's a merge.
Would you merge in a? Can you merge in a limo? Because that's a long merge. Like, there's courtesy, but then there's like letting a limo cut in.
Well, yeah, it's like using a tank. You know, who's not going to let the limo in? Who's not going to let the tank in?
Well, it's based on linear feet. I don't think you let a limo in automatically.
Absolutely.
Or Steve Lene when you need to ask a limo question.
I don't know. Let's hit a break. When we come back, more shenanigans from Tournament Da Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Son. We'll be right back.
When you were just a young girl and still in school, how come you never learned the golden rule?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Frank Gore, San Francisco 49er running back. I'm talking to sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Voss, New York Giants tight end, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We're back. I'm going to do something. What?
It's like Christmas. I don't know what to do with this.
You want me to tell you what to do with it?
I was just gifted. I don't know. Is it a gift for me? Like, I feel like there's no other person deserving of a 4-inch pizza cutter brought hand-delivered by a courier. But
Uber delivery.
I mean, it's like some things, if they just arrive at your pizzeria, you would expect them to be yours. But there was no name or no bow. There's no ribbons.
It's a sanding knife.
I mean, I see that. Is this for me?
Well, who else would want it?
I don't want it.
A new company name could be the Sandy Claws.
All right. I want to do this before I cheat too much.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. What Kentucky Derby's this weekend, I believe.
It is.
So there's 20 horses.
20.
All right. Let's do a contest.
Okay.
I only looked to see how many horses.
All right.
I don't know favorites. I don't know anything.
Okay.
Okay. So we're just going to pick numbers.
All right.
And I'm going to assume that you haven't looked.
I have no idea.
Because you would not know how to cheat like that.
I barely know what a horse is.
Yeah, exactly. Have you looked at it? Do you know horse names or anything like that?
No, not this year.
Well, you know Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed was a talking horse, of course.
No, he's a horse, of course. He's a famous horse.
If he never won the Kentucky Derby.
Horse is a horse, of course, of course. Unless, of course, the horse, of course, is the famous Mr. Ed. All right. I'm going to go with number 3.
Oh, we don't get to know the names, do we pick the numbers?
No, if you know the names.
Oh, why should you get dice?
Well, the problem with that is then, as I read the names, I'm going to see odds and stuff, and I don't want to do that.
Oh.
So I got 3. Steve, you're next.
I'll take 5.
5?
I'll go 4.
Chuckles.
Right in the middle.
I'm going to go 6.
Oh, I go again?
Yeah, we're going to do more than one horse, because it's only the three of us.
11?
11.
I'm going number 1 all day.
1. I don't know. He's going to get caught on the rail.
I'm number 1.
Yeah. You're going to get caught on the rail, too. I'm going to go 2. You know, I think 2 is going to take 1 into the rail, which will push my 3. I'm going to do that. So I got 2. Steve, there's 20 of them, I believe. Or you can go 21.
At a time. They're all released at the same time.
Yes.
Really?
Is this the first time you've ever watched the Kentucky Derby?
I mean, I've been to it three times, but I never went inside. You know what I mean? Like, the parking lot, that's where the parties are.
Steve?
Mint juleps. Like,
two, please.
Okay, thanks for paying attention. What, are you following this idiot?
Yeah, follow me.
I just said I'm taking two because two is going to block his one into the rail, which will help my three.
Oh, I was looking at the numbers. Okay.
Oh my
and
God.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
No, but I missed him because he's...
Don't miss him.
He thinks he's a party guy. He goes there three times and never goes in, and I don't believe that.
I've been to three times that I've never been inside the damn...
God clown.
I don't believe it.
I'm going number... I'm going number 20 on the outside. Okay. Bring it up the rear.
I'm
going
to go 18, my dad's number. Steve?
17.
I got to go 7. Lucky number 7.
I'll go 8.
Oh, Randy, you need 13. That's your unlucky number. That's lucky for you.
Ooh, okay. All right. I'll...
8.
I just said 8.
Would you pay attention?
Oh, God.
Brainless donkey over here.
Well, I was ready to cut the pizza.
You need a cutter. I have a cutter right here.
All right, so far, taken is 1.
7.
Oh, my God. You just lost a pick. Go.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take your 13 since you didn't pick
it. No, you've lost a pick, too. So I'm taking 13. Now it's back to you, Steve.
4.
Pizza cutter?
Oh, my God.
I see it.
These are ones that are picked.
I see them.
Do they have numbers in Hernando County?
Oh, my God.
How do you guys...
How many... What animal did you just see up on the thing? Otters? Were they otters?
Yeah,
how many otters did you see?
2 otters, but otter than that.
All right, so multiply by at least 5, and that's some of the numbers that are available.
10.
Oh, good call. I like that.
This is utterly stupid.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to go with I'll go 15 all day.
Okay. Back to you, Steve, because I took 13 because I didn't allow him to take it.
14.
Okay, 14 is available.
I'll take 12.
12. So there's... 18 left. So, I mean, we've done 18.
There's
3, 18 1, left. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 18. So that means you lose one because there's only, you can have 21.
I don't need it.
You got 21.
Blackjack.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'll take 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
17 should be left.
16.
Or 6.
Yeah, Steve already had. So here's our numbers.
All right. Do we get names to match them?
I'm going
to
read them to you here shortly.
Here we go. The big money. No whammies.
I'm 3, 2, 6, 18, 8, 13, and 9. Okay. Steve is 5, 11, 12, 17, 10, 14, and 16. You're 4, 1, 20, 7, 15, 12, and 21. So two people have 12. Imagine that. You took 12 when Steve took it 3 picks ago. So you don't get 12. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
I'll take 19. That's my birthday.
Okay.
Lucky 19.
All right,
so, I got 20. I got the last two horses.
So we'll do this real quick.
Put them together and make them a camel.
Number 1, Mo Donegal, 10 to 1. Number 2, Happy Jack. That's mine, 30 to 1. Number 3, Epicenter, 7 to 2. So he's one of the favorites. Number 4, who has 4? That would be you, Matthew. Summer is tomorrow.
Oh, summer's always to tomorrow.
Number 5, I hope this isn't me. 5 would be Steve. Smile Happy.
Oh, Smile Happy.
Hey, Smiley. Number 6, Messier. That would be me.
Was that the soccer player?
Number 7, is Crown Pride. That would be you, Matthew. You're full of pride.
Pride.
Charge It. Charge It. Number 8. That would be me. Number 9. Tis the Bomb.
Tis the Bomb. That's a great one.
That would be me as well. Oh, I forgot to. Messier, whoever has 6, is 8 to 1. Zandon is number 10. That would be Steve.
Zandon.
He is 3 to 1. Pioneer of Medina is number 11. And that would be Steve. 12 is, I can't pronounce it. That would be...
A UFC fighter
from Brazil. that's Steve. 13, Simplification. 20 to 1, that's me. 14, the Ronde Barber Road.
No way. Well, Ronde Barber Road?
It's not Ronde. It's just Barber Road is number 14. That's Steve. Right. 15 is a racist horse. White Abariro. That would be yours. Shocking. Of course. That would be you.
I got color TVs.
16, Cyberknife. 16, Cyberknife. That is Steve. Classic Causeway is your 17. That would be Steve. 18, Tawani Port. That would be me. 19, Zozo's. Zozo's.
Zozo's me. I'm 19.
No, 19 is you, correct. And 20, who's 20? You're 22. Oh, you took 20 early. He's 30 to 1. Ethereal Road. A lot of roads on this.
Huh.
All right. So the winner gets a pizza.
All right. Simplification. Sounds like a good one for you, Steve. Maybe you should add in some multiplication.
Wow, that's tough. Now, a lot of horses are connected to Ocala.
Correct. Do you know any of these horses?
No, I would imagine he does.
He has many horses.
I mean, I've been to his house before.
Look at you name dropping.
Did they have horses there?
He killed me on that one.
Did you see the horses? Did you steal this from his kitchen? Is this where this? Where did this pizza cutter come from? It's odd that you were in possession of a weapon like this.
I don't understand why you're making fun of a gift.
Well, I don't want stolen property. I'm afraid.
Well, you took it from me.
What did I take from you?
I gave you the same thing. I gave you a pizza cutter a few years ago. You took it.
Why? You forced me to take it.
Oh, is that what it was?
I was afraid that you were going to cut me if I didn't take it.
Okay.
If this nut comes off right here, you just got to tighten it down.
He had to take it apart to get it out of the Dollar General store.
I mean, is it ironic that the name of the brand is Dexter? And then that's what the guy on the Netflix series, right?
Well, I thought that was I thought it was a drug thing. Wasn't Dexter the crack cocaine dude?
Must be. I mean, he recognized it.
No, I don't know. I haven't watched it. So, all right, 1 hour down. Second hour, we're going to go and kick off the Ultimate Fighter segment with yesterday's winner. So that should be fun. And then the bottom of the hour, we will have Brandon Royval on, who also gets back in the octagon on Saturday. And I was scheduled to go. I was ready to go.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't go. I thought we were broadcast from Ape Man Strong.
There were some cool things playing. Tony Saunders is coming out. I was a little upset that Michael Pittman didn't reach out because we've gotten together every time I've gone out there. Of course, he's on a cruise in the Caribbean. So maybe he didn't want me to tag along. He was afraid maybe if he told me he was going on a cruise, I would be his fourth. But yeah, Ape Man Strong. I've been in contact with Adam. We've got some really cool stuff through Tony Saunders. Okay. And I'm not going to announce it yet, but I'd live to upset the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's something very cool in the works.
Oh.
So we may be doing a live broadcast somewhere.
Really?
Not here in the Tampa Bay area. So you may want to take the day off. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I pretty much take every day off. But do you celebrate Derby Day? Do you do barbecues? Like, what do people do down here? Now,
nothing.
I grew up close to...
I don't do anything.
I grew up close to Louisville, an hour away, downriver. Derby Day was a big day because Indiana's cold during the summer, or cold during the winter. So that's really the first kickoff where pools are open and things are outdoors and the snow's gone. So backyard barbecues and grilling out. But what do people do down here? Like, what do you guys?
You guys, first of all, call me a guy. It's you people.
You people.
You peeps. I don't do anything. I barely watch it.
Really? I don't know if there's a year that I missed it on television. Like, as a kid, you know, we would be at the dinner table and then we would watch it on TV. And then now, every year, I make sure. I watch it every year.
Do you? Is it a religious thing? Like a
yeah, it's religious.
Yeah. It's a lot
his
like
religion is horses, you know.
And I would like to have Jesus' sandals.
So would I.
You could probably make some out of horseshoes.
Speechless.
Yeah. Well, luckily. Final minute of hour number one. So we've got our picks. We'll see how that plays out.
Is there cheating in horse racing?
Do you not stay up on any news at all?
Like because they consider horses like athletes. Like, you know, so like, right?
Well, in a way that's unfair because...
The secretary is the greatest athlete of all time.
The trainer injects the horse. It's not the horse's fault that the trainer did it, but the horse is now cheating.
That's what Arnold said. Arnold was the horse back when he was Mr. Olympia.
That's alleged, and any words spoken by Matt Yu is not the opinion of the station, the show, Steve and I, and anybody that we know.
Wow. You're not touching that like the Supreme Court.
So if Arnold wants to get upset, he can take it all out on you. All right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. When we return, it'll be episode number one of The Ultimate Fighter. Let's see what Zach has to say about his performance. 30.
30.
Season 30.
Wow. Wow.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung Batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com.
That's got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring. StaffZone is, as the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.